Hey folks, this is Axe with Be Crash Free and New Driver. This lesson is gravity and emotional control. We believe that when we can avoid being overtaken by anger in traffic, we're safer drivers. People do dumb things. Well, at least we think they're dumb things, right? When someone else does them. People make mistakes. Yes, even us. Drivers are distracted. Drivers tailgate us. Drivers turn left in front of us, change lanes into our space, and make unexpected U-turns in front of us. This is the reality of driving in traffic. I mean, we all know this. We should expect it. Okay, so why am I talking about these things? Well, have you or someone you know ever gotten upset, mad, and even righteously indignant when a car driver did one of these things? Yeah, me too. We'd like to suggest that there's a better way for us, for our safety, and our ability to handle the situation with reason and good judgment. I mean, let's face it, when we're emotionally charged, our powers of reason, logic, and good judgment do not get better. In fact, they get much worse. So when we trip on something and fall, we don't get mad at gravity and try to get even with it. Why? Because we recognize that gravity is a force of nature. It's something we can't control, and we accept it as such. And we don't get mad at winter because it gets dark so early. We just turn on more lights or maybe arrange for more indoor activities. Why? Because these things are expected in the world. They are just doing what they do. And we don't assign any meaning or any bad motives to them. So if we can apply that same approach to traffic, we stand a much better chance of keeping our cool and just responding logically and intelligently to the situation. Other drivers are also something we can't control. Consider that they are also a force of nature, and we should accept them as such. Other traffic is just like gravity. By accepting whatever the other drivers do, the same way that we accept what gravity does, we can maintain our emotional control, giving us full use of our rational brain. Now, no one plans to crash. I mean, how many people wake up in the morning and plan to crash their car? Or plan to cause someone else to crash? No one does that. These things aren't pre-planned. Drivers just aren't out to get each other. However, humans do make mistakes. And when they do, other humans get angry or scared and lose emotional control. Okay, losing emotional control will define that as that now our emotions are in charge and our reason is not. When this happens, we tend to make poor judgments. When we see another driver making mistakes or using poor judgment, we can choose to add more poor judgment to the mix, right, by losing our emotional control, or we can decide to add good judgment to the mix by maintaining emotional control, thus bringing the overall crash risk down. Now, is this easy? No. When another driver does something that puts us at risk, I believe two things happen that can lead us to an emotional response. One is, we take it personally. He's trying to kill me, or she cut me off on purpose. And two, we're faced with the very real possibility of a crash, an injury, or even death. In fact, the folks at Vital Smarts, they're the authors of a book called Crucial Conversations, suggest that this is our path to action. The emotional response we have is a result of the story we tell ourselves about it. And the action we take is a result of that emotional response. If we can change our story, we can change our actions. So the story we create, and we are creating a story because we really don't know all the facts on the other driver's end, that story is influenced by the fundamental attribution error. And here's how it works. When other drivers do something wrong, we tend to attribute that wrong action to a character flaw. Or we might conclude that they intended to do it, right? They're just a jerk. They don't care. They're out to cause trouble. They're trying to get in my way, and so on. In other words, we attribute bad motives and bad intent to their behavior. But when we do something wrong, we tend to attribute that wrong action to simply making an error. Hey, I'm a good person. I just had a lapse in judgment. Hey, I always leave a good following distance. I just lost focus there for a minute. Or, I always look twice, I just forgot that one time, and so on. In other words, we attribute honest and pure motives to our behavior, and it's simply that we made a mistake. Now, these are powerful drives, and it takes concentrated effort to overcome them. So here are our suggestions. One, whether the other drivers are really trying to kill us or not, we should always assume that it was simply a driver error, and driver errors are a natural part of traffic. We can tell ourselves and choose to think, of course they made a mistake. That's what drivers do. I expected the driver to make a mistake, and there it is. It's not about me. And two, we can make up a better story, one that doesn't make us mad. Something like, maybe that guy's rushing his injured daughter to the hospital. Or maybe she's all of a sudden getting dizzy and unable to concentrate. Something that creates a feeling of empathy and concern for them. Since we're making up a story anyway, we might as well make one up that helps us stay in emotional control behind the wheel. Now, I'm a firm believer that when we master our thoughts, the stories we tell ourselves about why something happened, when we can master that, we master our emotional reactions. And when we master our emotional reactions, we can focus on doing what we need to do for our own safety. And that helps everyone's safety. And then we can all get home in one piece. Questions for discussion. What do other drivers do that makes you mad? Is it speeding, not using their turn signal, excessive honking, tailgating, using their phone, or something else? Share your driving pet peeves with each other. Now, each of you pick one of these and come up with at least one story about why the other driver did that. A story that doesn't make you mad. Tell each other what the pet peeve is and what the new story is. Bonus points if you can come up with another story for the same behavior. The next time you're out driving and you see one of these behaviors, practice telling yourself the new story and notice your emotional response.